Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, sir, you're a pretty old man.
Yeah, I'm 30 years older than you are. Had my back broke once and my hip twice. And on my worst day, I could beat the hell out of you.
I don't think so.
You will.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Oh, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We will turn morning into afternoon. We'll take you to 1 o'clock right here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and in the Hubbleplex Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Happy opening day. We are less than an hour away from first pitch being thrown around Major League Baseball, so we'll get to talk a lot of baseball today. We've got Tech Baseball coming up tomorrow against TCU out of Danlaw Field, Rip Griffin Park. A lot of that, it's either or Thursday. We'll give you some tough questions to choose from, a little Tech spring football. And shocking news out of the Pac-12, there's no media deal, and they're not even really close to it. Who could have seen this coming? 806-855-3712. That's where you text in. Use the 806 so it doesn't go to the angry man in Florida. 855-3712. We thank those of you who've already downloaded the app for KKM, and if you haven't, go to KKM.com, do it. Turn on the notifications, get notified about stuff. You can follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Show never ends. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast, usually around 6:30-ish. If you miss anything we do, you can go to our website, theraiderland.com. He's Rob Bro, one third of the Gambling Gauchos, host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. King of Hat of the Day, he will pulse the people that the people need pulsing. Oh, you can bet on that. Again, greetings and happy opening day as you are bedecked in some of your Texas Ranger finery today.
Absolutely.
Apparently, I bought all my jerseys when I was a younger man. And by that, I mean a smaller man. I've got a gorgeous, I mean, it really is. It's a Durham Bulls jersey from right out of the movie, Bull Durham. Got it, you know, about a year or two after the movie came out. You know, found in the back of Baseball Weekly.
Nice.
Where you could order, send off a self-addressed stamped envelope, $20, whatever, you know, all that stuff. And now it's sort of a vest. I could maybe wear it as a vest. For some reason, I seem to have bought jerseys, and they would fit very snug for me at the time. I don't know why I did that.
Oh. Is that one to Reed for a couple of more years?
Maybe? Oh, no, he's got no chance of getting in that. No,
not even
in. No, he's already outgrown that for sure. Yeah, I'm getting his hand-me-downs at this point. All right, so happy opening day. It's the Rangers and the Phillies getting started. What is that, a 3:05 first pitch our time? I think 3:05 first pitch our time. Yep. And everybody's playing, so it's and this is a rarity. This hasn't happened, by the way, since I think 69.
Yeah,
think about 1969 that every team plays on opening day.
But they're doing the goofy split series to where only half the teams are playing tomorrow.
Yeah, which I don't get, but it's Major League Baseball. Astros are tonight at 6 against the White Sox, so. You got Valdez going for the Astros. Just saw the lineup a few minutes ago for the Rangers. Josh Young starting at third, hitting fifth in the lineup.
And that's what it was to close out some of the spring training games. Great spot for him.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he is developing a reputation as a power bat with contact. And who knows what we're going to see with the new rules being implemented, the pitch clock, the bigger rule to me is the maximum two disengagements by the pitcher to home plate, which means you can only throw over to first twice with a runner over there. I think that's going to lead to increased stolen base attempts. We saw it in spring training. It'll lead to an increase in scoring. I think that will actually end up being bigger than the shift being banned or anything else that has happened, is watching that aspect.
They've already figured out the shift.
Yeah.
They're just bringing down an outfielder.
Yeah, and you knew it was going to happen, because what did everybody say was going to happen when they were talking about this?
Yeah. Somebody was like, the Boston Red Sox they're brilliant. It's like, no, that that's exactly what everyone just pull up your right fielder and move the other two over.
Yeah.
Or bring your left fielder over.
Yeah, it's going to be negligible on that, but some of the other stuff I think will have an impact.
Have you seen Max Scherzer already reacting to the pitch clock?
No.
All right, so the other day,
guess he's a big fan.
He is.
Yeah.
He's already using it to his advantage.
Yep.
Because he's a chess player. So the other day he's about to run out of time on the pitch clock. And he had about 5 seconds left, but he wasn't comfortable. So he turns around, throws it to second.
Right.
And then gets the ball back and immediately sets up for the next pitch.
Quick pitch.
So the batter is standing there. He's out of the box. He gets back in about 10 seconds, but Scherzer's been set up for 10 seconds. He immediately throws the ball once he steps back in for a strike.
I've listened to quite a few players, former players, whatever, talking about just what you're detailing there, that they think actually the pitch clock will work to the pitcher's advantage. Except later, perhaps, in a game where you need a little time to recharge on the mound. But otherwise, you're keeping the batter more off balance. The batter now doesn't have the ability to wander around. Okay, what did he just throw me? What is his, you know, typical repertoire at this point? Where are we in the count? Okay, so this is slider count. Probably, no. Yeah. That's gone now.
Yeah, Johnny Gomes would have had to retire in the pitch clock era.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny gosh. Gomes, if you remember Johnny Gomes.
Well, go back before that.
He would connect every single glove and...
Mike Hargrove.
Oh, yeah.
The human rain delay from Perryton, Texas, back in the 70s and 80s there with the Rangers and a manager. The human rain delay would have never made it.
They started doing you have to be in the box rules with Gomes when he was still playing. He would just put one foot out.
Yeah.
And do all the same stuff.
So.
His elbow guard, both gloves, every pitch. I hated him.
Nope. 26 minutes shaved off the average spring training length game year to year. That's pretty significant. We'll see what it looks like today.
And the average baseball fan will have no idea that there's a pitch clock or anything's different.
Yeah. For the most part, I think you're right.
I'm talking about the guy who's just watching 10 or 15 games a year anyway.
Casual guy.
Yeah.
It's on TV where he's at.
He might watch even more now because it's not quite as long.
That's true. All right. Let's get you guys on the text line, 806-855-3712. Here are the either-or questions today. Life usually not black and white, but on Thursdays we make it that way. First one, let's go to the movies. Lonesome Dove, better character, either Gus or Call. Who you got and why? It's that simple. Either Texas Ranger Captain Augustus McCray or Texas Ranger Captain Woodrow F. Call. Who is the better character? And it's Lonesome Dove back in the news as Jared Patterson, a state rep, was saying, yeah, we should probably ban this from our high schools here in the state of Texas. Salacious novel by Larry McMurtry. Please, please stop that man before he legislates again. Better character, Gus or Call. Better throwback uniforms in honor of opening day. We give you the 1970s, 80s Astros, the first team with artificial turf, the first team with an artificial uniform, or the glorious, beautiful, 100% right choice, Texas Rangers, 1970s, early 80s look. The white with the red, white, and blue, the blue cap, the white tee with the red bill, and then the powder robin's egg blue, powder blue, whatever you want to call them. That now I believe that's the Sunday look.
Yeah, the home Sunday look
is what they go to on that at this time in history. So better throwback look, Astros 70s, 80s, Rangers 70s, 80s, and then better character either Gus or Call. Now, before we get going, as we said, a lot of different things. Here's your question of the day purely. What's the craziest, strangest, weirdest thing you've ever seen in a baseball game? That throws the door open to all sorts of things. It could be you saw a triple play, right? I've never seen a triple play. All my years of broadcasting, never seen a triple play, never got to call a no-hitter. That's just the way it goes. That's how baseball go. And it could be maybe you were present one day when Morgana, the kissing bandit, spilled out of the stands to greet a suspecting or unsuspecting Nolan Ryan. Have you ever seen the video of that when she gets Nolan Ryan? You need to Google that up during one of the timeouts. Morgana, the kissing bandit, Nolan Ryan. I think he blushed. I really do. It's entirely possible that he did. So, craziest thing you've ever seen in a baseball game. Rob, have you heard anything? So the NIT finals tonight, or really it's just Conference USA postseason tournament part two, with North Texas and Alabama, Birmingham. Have you heard anything about Grant McCasland, the North Texas coach, potentially leaving Denton and taking a Big 12 job? Have you seen anything on that? I'm hearing and seeing a lot of stuff that he is considering taking the Texas Tech job.
Who?
His name is Grant McCasland.
McCasland.
He's been at North Texas for several years now.
Yeah.
Consistent winner.
Does he have a binder?
I'm looking. I went on his Wikipedia page. There's no mention of binder there. But, yeah, so we might want to look into Grant McCasland because, Rob, I think we got a scoop here. I think he may be the next Texas Tech head coach.
Wow.
I'm calling it right now.
Right now?
Right now today that I think Grant McCasland is going to be the next Texas Tech men's basketball coach.
I've got
solid information on this.
Is this from a certain source?
I've got a source.
Okay.
I saw it online, too.
I did see that on Twitter, I think, now that you say that.
Doughboy checking in, our resident trucker in Raiderland. Shout out Guns Up Trucking. Doughboy here left windy West Texas, red flag warning, headed back to Portland, and then coming right back, rolling on down the road. The Pac-12 just stinks. What a bunch of clowns to think they deserve more than they get. And congrats on a Roseville new coach. Thank you very much. Welcome Bo Riker to town. Commander Riker. If he didn't go by that, he should. That should be his nickname. Yeah, we'll get into the Pac-12 stuff. CBS Sports reporting today. Shocking news that they're nowhere close. The league is nowhere close to a media rights deal. So much so that our, Dr. Robbins there at Arizona, the president, he's like going to Africa for a couple of weeks. That's how little chance there is of anything getting done. Another texter, happy opening day with several emoticons, including a beautiful hot dog, which hot dog will be eaten today in some form or fashion. I'm going to have one way or the other. Texter, I'll take Gus. Give me the Rangers throwbacks. I don't care for the Astros throwbacks or anything related to the Astros. Shots fired on opening day. No intrastate love right there. No respect for your fellow American League West team. Longtime rival, Houston Astros, Texas Rangers. I really hated it when they put them in the same division. Because it was always a backup team that you could root for, you know, and it didn't hurt you.
There was a rivalry beforehand.
Well, but only in the days of when you started playing interleague play.
Sure. The silver...
Silver boot. Which... Boot. Yeah, what a great term for a baseball trophy.
Yeah.
Let's call it a boot. Good thinking, Mark.
I don't share the backup team as the Astros' mindset.
Yeah. Well, it's just you could root for them. It didn't bother your team in Texas. I mean, your team in the Rangers. You could have two. Now you got to choose.
I guess I grew up in the interleague.
Yeah, see, you grew up after that.
Yeah.
806-855-3712. Lonesome Dub, better character, Gus, or call. Either Astros throwback, Rangers throwbacks, and then craziest thing you've seen at a baseball game. If you do want to discuss the impending hire of this guy named Grant McCasland we're hearing, you can text in as well. Whatever else is on your mind, let's have a good day today. It's opening day. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Take you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 right here on Talk 103.9 FM News. Money Sports till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 San Angelo. Happy opening day. Happy either or Thursday. Either or questions today. Lonesome Dub, better character, either Gus or Call. Who you got and why? Better throwback unis, either Astros 70s, 80s, Rangers 70s, 80s, 70s, 80s. And then the craziest thing you've ever seen in a baseball game. Strange, weird, cool. It's baseball today. Why not? We got a chance to talk baseball, so why would we not want to talk baseball? We do have Tech baseball coming up tomorrow, TCU. Tim Tadlock media availability I think either during or right after this show ends today, probably during the Rob Bro show. So, yeah, once again, keeping us, the man is keeping us down from being able to go to the pressers. We're going to have to change that. Rob, I think we should, I think we're going to have to change that going forward. Make ourselves more available for some of these press conferences that seem to get scheduled in this time slot.
Yep.
We'll find out the rotation. I have no idea. We said for kind of 2 weeks we thought they might change up Friday night with Gurton and do something. Well, we hadn't seen it.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
I get the feeling they won't.
They might next weekend. Yeah. Because that's not conference.
True. Maybe so. All right. 806.
Don't want to play with too much during a conference.
Here's how I know they're going to change it. I'll say right now they're not going to change it.
Right.
No way Tim Tadlock is going to change the rotation. It's absolutely going to be Gurton on Friday. So now they're going to change it. Doughboy says, I was two-thirds of a triple play. Line drive to me at second, stepped on the bag at second, doubled up the runner at first. Or is that an unassisted triple play? Without knowing it, I mean, you got the one out on the liner. You doubled off. If there was a runner at second and you stepped on the bag, you doubled off that runner. And then if you tagged the runner coming from first to second, that's an unassisted triple play. Otherwise, the minute you stepped on the bag at second on the liner, if you did double off the guy who maybe left early, the runner at first no longer has to go. Either way, nice play. Sounds good. Have the Rangers and Astros really been longtime rivals? I mean, Astros were part of the National League until, 10 years or so ago? How long has it been now since they realigned and moved Milwaukee into the NL and the Astros? It's probably been 15 years.
No.
Hadn't been that long?
15? Because the Astros got here after the Rangers went to the World Series, right?
Right. So
10.
Yeah.
Did they get here before that?
No. I don't know. That's why I'm like, we got to Google this thing up. I'm going to get caught lying.
Was it 2000? It was around 2010. Or was it before that?
I thought it was, in my mind, after high school.
If it's after the World Series, it's 2012 or later.
Okay. If only there was a device.
I'll do it right now.
Monty texting in. He's going with Gus on either or Thursday. Better character from Lonesome Dove, Gus or Call. Which one and why? Gus, greatest line ever. I guess this is where we find out if we're meant to be cowboys. Gather up a herd. Herd of you know what. Texter says, Call was too serious. Gus was more fun. Give me Gus. Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of fun. He also got killed by Indians in Montana. He was having so much fun.
It's true.
He got killed by Indians, and then Call had to take him back. I hope I'm not spoiling this for anybody.
Yeah, spoiler alert. 2013.
It was 13. Okay.
So 10 years on the dot.
Wow.
10-year anniversary. Did they get a patch on the jersey?
They should, 10 years 10-year of members AL West. Of AL West dominance. Texter, I got two dogs. One's an English setter. He hunts quail. His name is Augustus McCray. I have a rescue dog, half German Shepherd, half Husky. His name is Captain Call. Chose Gus, but Call is a close second. Augustus and I like to have fun. Lots of fun. Good job. Good job, Craig, on that. There are a lot of people over the years that have had dogs named Gus and Call. My cousins did. Texter on the craziest, zaniest, wackiest thing they've seen baseball. A 10-minute fight between the Rangers and the Royals after the initial brawl. I remember both teams lined up against each other like a standoff. Then John Ellis broke through and went after George Brett. Also recall listening to the Rangers game on the radio on 10 Cent Beer Night in Cleveland. The Rangers announcers did a great job describing the craziness that went on. Yes. Nickel beer and handgun night at Cleveland Municipal Stadium. The Rangers protecting themselves with bats in their dugout, fighting their way around. The 70s were a beautiful time. It was time of love and happiness in this country and giant brawls, really good brawls. I miss good baseball brawls. You just really don't see it much anymore. Part of me is just these guys make too much money. You know, they get in your pocket now, they suspend you, they take some of your money, but these guys are all making too much money. And you see it now, and you got guys from the other team holding back other, you know, protecting other guys on the other team. Of course, they probably all played on the same team at some time or another in the last 5 years, the way baseball go. But we don't get good brawls anymore, and that's truly a shame. Baseball is maybe the last great self-policing self-policing game. 806-855-3712 for you to text in today. We're asking you the craziest things or the most interesting things or weirdest things you've ever seen at a baseball game. Memorable moment. Now, again, when I say crazy, I don't want people to say, well, you know, I saw a perfect game, but I guess that doesn't count. No. Coolest things, whatever. Maybe I should just rephrase it to like baseball memories. Favorite days at the park. Something like that.
I'm trying to think. I really don't think I've seen anything absolutely wild or crazy at a major league game. I've been to a bunch of Rangers games, but they've all just been kind of, not boring, but run-of-the-mill baseball
just,
games.
Yeah, that one of 162 that you happen to be there that they just clicked off a day.
I mean, I have a bunch of great memories going to Rangers games. Was there for the walk-off slide steal of home last year.
Yeah.
With Texas Tech.
And, I mean, that's got to rank up there.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the coolest non-postseason moments in Tech baseball history. If I had to do just a singular moments ranking, that's probably top five. Again, non-postseason, regular season game moments that it would rank in there. Big game, Kurt. That's what you need. That's really all this team needs, right? Just needed another year, Kurt Wilson.
Yeah.
How did he actually run out of eligibility? Are we even sure that he's out of eligibility?
He could have added up the games. I think he probably could have squeaked out one more.
I would think so. Should have worked that way. Better character in Lonesome Dove, either Gus or Call. Who you got and why? Better throwback unis, either Astros 70s, 80s or Rangers 70s and 80s. And yes, Virginia, Grant McCaslin coaching his final game at North Texas tonight in the NIT Finals before getting ready to take on the job at Texas Tech. If we're not talking about it, you want to talk about it? Well, we can talk about it. Text in 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking until 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and in Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Happy opening day. What's the craziest thing? The weirdest thing? The most interesting thing, the coolest thing that you've ever seen at a baseball game. Bring us your baseball stories today. 806-855-3712. It's also Either or Thursday. Better character from Lonesome Dove. We must do this today because time is running short. Better character, either Gus or Call. Who you got and why? Either Augustus McCray or Woodrow Call. Better throwback, either Astros jerseys, unis from the 70s, 80s, Rangers unis from the same time frame. 806-855-3712. Get back on the text line. Rob, I keep hearing all sorts of whispers, and I'm just hearing more and more about this this coach at North Texas, this Grant McCaslin character, that he might be, Rob, I think he may be emerging as a top candidate at Texas Tech.
Wow. This is the first time hearing of this.
We're going to have to do some research. You know? I mean, there's a lot. Of course, there's a lot of wind out there today, but there is a lot of wind in the wire about this guy right now. I think we should maybe start to look at him and examine him as a potential candidate to replace Mark Adams.
Yeah, that's the kind of wind today that'll make you change a lane on the loop.
Yes, it will.
Just to recover from the wind.
Yeah. Texter, so, yeah, if you guys are hearing anything like that and want to talk about Tech basketball today, 806-855-3712. Texter says, not crazy, but great memory. Exploding scoreboard at the Astrodome when the Astros hit a home run. I don't know. It was crazy probably the first time you saw it. The first time you saw the Astrodome. I'm speaking to the texter maybe here, but just in general, I mean, It was the eighth wonder of the world. That I think that merely being at the Astrodome, merely seeing that, if you were a kid in the 60s or 70s, you know, because even into the 70s, the Astrodome was still, it was still cool. It was the cool factor of the dome factor. And obviously, the Louisiana Superdome gets built in the 70s and the King Dome comes online, you know. But I think the Astrodome itself would count. I remember my first trip to the Astrodome just being blown away. And then, what year did NRG Stadium open up? Did that open in 2000?
I mean, that's when the Texans.
Yeah, the
started.
Texans started, or did they start in 02? They may have started in 02.
That sounds more.
That's right. I think. Anyway, my point being, the last time I was in the Dome was when Tech played East Carolina in the Mattress Mac GalleryFurniture.com Bowl. There in Mike Leach's first year. And they'd already started, I believe, building NRG at that point. And then the next year, the first time I drove by and saw NRG and the finished product and how it dwarfed the Astrodome footprint, that was really kind of amazing. That how much bigger the structure itself was. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. Says, my first Rangers game in the old ballpark, Charlie Huff started against the A's. McGuire hit a grand slam early. Rangers fought back to win 12-9. Also saw a young Holland take a no-hitter into the ninth against the Mariners. Nice. Very little. Rob, me and you have had the kind of the same Ranger game experiences. That very little. Do you look back on the game and have this amazing moment takeaway of something? You know, got to see some good players play, obviously, but they're just, of the games I've been to, maybe the most, like, historical element, and it's only because of how he pitched last year, got to see Martin Perez's first big league start there against the A's in, like, the waning days of June. You know, one of those 97-degree first pitch nights.
Right.
We're sitting in the, what I would call the old mezzanine section, where you could see from there directly into the Rangers dugout there on the first base side. I had a little digital camera that had amazing, you know, telephoto lens on it. It was shocking how clear the pictures were.
It's like almost accidentally.
Yeah, like you could see, you know, in the picture you could see the banana that Josh Hamilton was eating there in the dugout. I'm going, this little thing is good. Good Lord, it was hot. Reckless Kelly played after the game, and I mean, it was all we could do to just not pass out. Still miss the ballpark in Arlington.
One of the worst Rangers experiences I had, we went way early to get a hat, you know, first 500 in the
whatever. Deals.
And we went probably an hour and a half early to stand by the gate, maybe even like an hour before game time or gates open time. I don't know why. It was a dumb hat, but we were there and let's just go over. Nothing else to do for an hour if you're going to an afternoon game. You want to see batting practice and all that. It rains.
Oh.
The entire hour. We're just sitting there in the rain. You try to find an eave or something along the wall, but you don't want to get out of line because you're standing there to be in line. And then it doesn't rain during the game, but you're just wet the whole time.
I would say everybody, probably most everybody has a rainout experience. So one day me and my buddy, we woke up. It was a Saturday, right? You know what we could do? The Rangers are playing the White Sox tonight. We could go to Arlington right now. We start driving. We got plenty of time. Let's just go watch the White Sox. Let's go to the Rangers and White Sox game. And his brother lived in Arlington. You know, we'll spend the night, get to see some family, head back on Sunday morning. You know, two bachelor men ready to, you know, because we could do that. So we're driving, you know, and you're coming down 20 and whatever, and I don't know where we were, but we begin to see in the distance the gathering of some clouds. And I'm like, I think we'll be fine. Eh, that doesn't look like much. This is pre-iPhone. This is pre-cell phone. This is, you know, you wanted a weather report, you turned on the radio and hope you got one. So we make our way to Arlington, we get there, and you know, probably get there maybe kind of like y'all, but within the hour of first pitch and everything. We are in the home run porch, which I loved watching games from the home run porch. First game I ever saw was the season had opened in April. They're the Rangers and the Indians. We sat in the home run porch, loved it ever since. But still, the clouds had gathered, right? We were thinking, okay, surely we can get this in. Rob, the national anthem singer finishes, and I'm not kidding, on the last note as it echoes through the cathedral that is or was the ballpark in Arlington, a thunderclap, and the heavens open. We'll ride it out.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Tarps coming out.
We're drinking beer there in the home run porch. We're hanging out. I can't remember. Maybe we bought some of those $2 ponchos, you know, that last about 3 hours and then they're ripped. So finally, you know, 9 o'clock or whenever it was, you know, John Blake comes on the PA. The Texas Rangers, in accordance with the American League and the Chicago White Sox, regret to inform you that tonight's game has been postponed. This game will be made up at a date in the future, which is the only way you could do it. Thank you for coming. Good night and drive safely, Ranger fans.
All right.
So we went over to his brother's house and spent the night and got up and came home. Good times. Good times. 806-855-3712. A plainsman in Dallas is texting in. Says it's close, but I have to go with Captain Call. Survived to see Blue Duck's demise and return to Lonesome Dove with a wonderful quote. I hate rude behavior in a man. Won't tolerate it. But I still think the better scene is there when they're going to let Gus, you know, I hate these spoiler alerts. They're going to let Gus winter there in Miles City, Montana. And the Undertaker's like, well, if you change your mind, we'll give him a good burial and a good spot. And, you know, and Call just looks up and says, I won't. And he goes, I can tell by looking at you that you won't. Texter, yes, NRG opened in 2002. Let's see. Texter, okay, so you knew what Searchers movie is based on. Who is Lonesome Dove based on? Charles Goodnight. First Rangers game I went to, the Rangers game with a group of Budweiser distributors. I'm not sure they played a game that night. Yeah, loosely based on Charles Goodnight. Goodnight loving all of that time frame and everything else. And, of course, if you do read the novel, and I hope you do, the number of characters that they had to leave out of the miniseries is voluminous, because it would have been a 20-part miniseries if you literally made the novel into a miniseries. So they had to leave out. They kind of combined some characters in the right. miniseries and whatnot. Good read, though.
I know Lonesome Dove is an absolute classic.
Yeah.
But with the way media works today and remaking lots of things and the budgets you're allowed to have on like an Apple Plus or HBO Max or whatever it is, would you be in for a lengthened miniseries?
Yeah, I would.
With new actors and more true to the book?
You know, I mean, it would be really interesting to see that production get made.
Not a remake of Lonesome Dove,
but
just
the TV a more
movie.
Complete. Yeah, okay.
More complete.
I could be down with that.
Yeah. Who would you cast?
Oh, gosh.
Because nowadays you can cast major movie stars in these productions because the budgets are out just insane.
We used to kick that around a few years ago, and now I'm so poor with some of the current actors.
Yeah.
So that it would be folly of me to even begin to entertain it.
We were just unrelated talking about this the other day, actually. Josh Brolin played Tommy Lee Jones in a Men in Black movie. He was the younger Tommy Lee Jones. He does a spot on Tommy Lee Jones. It's hilarious. Which is why I wouldn't want him in the new one, because then you're just thinking of Tommy Lee Jones the whole time. But there's a lot of actors that I would like to see in more Western-type roles. Walter Goggins.
Right.
Walton Goggins, whatever his name is.
You know, and they did make, during the 90s, some of the prequel books.
Oh,
Comanche
yeah, they
Moon,
made,
Dead
there's
Man's
like eight
Walk.
Of them.
Return to Lonesome Dove, and for the most part, they kind of left me John Voight's in one of them. John Voight, by the way, was originally going to be, at one time, they were thinking about casting him as either Call or Gus, and then he ends up doing something there. And then James Garner, by the way, was back in the 80s, was considered for one of the two parts. I think it was Gus mainly on that one. Texter, here you go. Some more of the rumor mill before the next break, Rob. 806-855-3712. Rumor has it McCaslin will combine the Texas Tech and UNT basketball programs to make a super basketball program since it's all West Texas. Also plans to create a super bridge from Denton to Lubbock, second in awesomeness only to the bridge in Ames.
That sounds amazing. Can we
confirm this? I'm going to confirm this. I mean, I'm confirming it right now. I think this is probably true. Although we still keep hearing this Grant McCaslin guy's name coming up today, and I'm just not sure where people are getting that, Rob.
Yeah, for the first time we're hearing it.
Where are people getting that?
I don't know.
806-855-3712. Quick timeout. We're working our way through hour number one of two. Lonesome Dove, better characters, either Gus or Call. Better throwback uniforms, either Astros 70s, 80s, or Rangers 70s, 80s. If you do want to talk some legitimate Tech basketball, we can. We're not opposed to that. 806-855-3712. Craziest thing you've ever seen at a baseball game? What's that? 806-855-3712 on the text line. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
College basketball tonight, it's the NIT championship game, North Texas against UAB. UAB the favorite, minus 130 on the money line, North Texas plus 110, UAB a 2-point favorite heading in, the over-under's 28. The men's Final Four is tomorrow, number 25 Florida Atlantic against number 18 San Diego State, a pair of first-time participants. San Diego State by 2, minus 130, FAU plus 110, the over-under 131.5. Miami a 5.5-point underdog against UConn, Hurricane the number 16 team in the nation, Connecticut number 10, Miami plus 200, the over-under 149.5. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment hour, number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. Got you in San Angelo on ESPN 960. It's either or Thursday. It's opening day for baseball. Give us the craziest thing, the most interesting thing, the wildest thing, the coolest thing you've ever seen at a baseball game today. Also, either or better throwback unis, either Astros 70s, 80s, or Rangers in the 70s and 80s. And our other either or question, better character from Lonesome Dove, either Gus or Call. Who do you choose and why? On that one, Texter, I have been to NRG and Jerry World, and NRG is by far and away much better venue than that monstrosity in Arlington, Texas. The club level at NRG, better than SoFi. Do you know that? Better than SoFi. I've never taken in a game at NRG. Never been inside it, actually. I haven't been inside the stadium.
I made my NRG debut at the Texas Bowl this year.
Yeah. I thought you were moderately impressed, pleased with the venue.
I didn't go in. I mean, I saw the outside look nice. And then I went to the concourse, and not even in the concourse, just the outside layer.
Right.
Straight up the elevator to the press box. I wasn't really that impressed though.
Yeah.
The ceiling, it looks like a giant high school gym.
Interesting.
Like to see the air conditioning tubes on the ceiling and all that. It looks unfinished.
Well, apparently the club level's better than SoFi. So that's our problem being in the media. We don't end up on the club level very often.
It was a very nice press box. And the spread was, impressive.
Yeah.
NFL-style spread, but...
I'll tell you one thing. We get spoiled here at Jones Stadium with the spread that they have on the media side. You talk to people around the country for college stadiums, I'm telling you what, Jones Stadium ranks right up there at the top when you talk to the people who get the media spread here. But we're lucky. And by sheer luck, and I'm not kidding... You know the only reason we have that great spread is because who are the other luxury boxes and suites on our level? You have both, you know, you have the visiting athletic director, you have the coaches, you know, family suites and several other high-dollar suites that are on the same level as the media level. So I promise that it was not created for the likes of Don Williams and me and you. That was not how it worked out. We are underway at the Valero Open today. They've been plagued by weather. It looks like they are back in action. Maybe in the second hour we'll have enough guys out on the course to give you an update and a rundown on that tournament. We are still hearing some interesting things about this North Texas coach, Grant McCasland, who apparently he's coaching tonight. Did you know that? He's coaching tonight in the NIT finals. How about that? North Texas against UAB. Right now, Grant McCasland's team is about a two-point underdog unless it has moved to 2.5. That number opened up minus one UAB, and it is settled in minus 2.5, except at the Mirage. The Mirage must have just got hit, because that just they are now at minus 1.5, minus 115. Rob, could I interest you in a total of 128.5 or 129?
Wow, that seems high.
Kind of does.
I'll take the under.
I mean, UAB is a higher, obviously, well, everybody is pretty much a higher scoring team from what we've heard than this guy we're just learning about today, this Grant McCasland guy at North Texas. But they had 83 or 84, I can't remember which, in their previous game. But was that an overtime game? Now I can't remember if the semifinal was an overtime or not. But, yeah, that seems like Grant McCasland would want the under to be in play in that game if you're going to have a chance to win. A lot of sharps, though, still have been riding with North Texas on this game. So looking forward to it. What is that tip time tonight? How late do we have to wait on this thing? Is that a 6 o'clock start our time?
I have no idea. I probably should have looked at this game before.
No, it's 8:30 Central. You know what that means?
8:30.
That's what it said, 8:30 Central.
Well, it's in Vegas.
It's in Vegas.
So it's 7:30
But that means our late local sportscasters might not have a final.
Oh, no.
By the time they go off the air.
Oh, no. So they're just going to have to say, you know, tune in tomorrow to see if Texas Tech has a new head coach.
Texter says they're blasting the media reports on Twitter and others on whatever Denton radio station reporting McCasland headed to Tech. They say it's not fair to the student athletes about to play in the NIT championship game. Please.
Yeah, they've known.
Yeah, they're aware. They're socially aware young adults who are equipped to handle it, shall we say.
Yeah, we've been joking, right?
Yeah, we have been
this
joking
hour.
A little bit this hour.
We've known for a week.
Maybe two.
Well, it's been reported for 2 weeks. I would say I've comfortably known for a week
that this was going to be the guy.
That's why we've been talking about McCasland for 3 hours a day for 6 days.
Yeah. Some people need to listen to this show more. 806-855-3712. Quick top of the hour break. Either or Thursday, Better Lonesome Dove character, either Gus or Call. Who you got and why? Better throwback unis, either Astros 70s, 80s or Rangers 70s, 80s. Then just tell us some baseball stories. Man, we're like 10 minutes away from first pitch now. Craziest thing you've seen in a baseball game, weirdest, most awesome, cool baseball stories. What do you got? It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Breaux.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We turned morning into afternoon with the help of you fine folks here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM. Can't believe the streak continues. I cannot see it. Nothing lasts forever, right? I mean, you can't even live beyond like 245 or 300 without a pretty high level of income. But we'll see. We'll just keep showing up and seeing what happens. It's either or Thursday. Better Lonesome Dove character, either Augustus McCray or Woodrow F. Call. Who you got and why? Either Gus or Call on that one. You got to make the pick today. And then better throwback uniforms. It's either the Astros of the 70s and 80s or the Rangers of the 70s and 80s. Strong lean Rangers. Strong lean Rangers for me on that. We do have Major League Baseball opening day. So games will be underway. We are sitting right at first pitch right now. So we'll be able to keep up as we go through this hour and on into the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. Here on Talk 103.9. But we're asking you today, give us great baseball memories. Craziest things you've seen at a baseball game. Amazing performances. Anything related to that. I started it off with kind of crazy and weird stuff. And that's fine, too. Baseball lends itself to the weird. You know, the old bromide adage and saying that, you know, you'll see something new every time you go to a baseball game. And for the most part, that is moderately true. So you can give us some of your cool baseball stories, games you've been to, just memorable things. 806-855-3712. This time tomorrow, they could be making an announcement. Texas Tech basketball, new head coach, Grant McCasland. Although, I mean, I'm thinking, do you make the announcement, press release it tomorrow? Kirby Hokut, you know, sitting there with McCasland, you know, in the little TikTok video looking thing. Welcome to Raiderland, our new men's basketball coach. And then the party is on Monday, right? The press conference slash pep rally that we now have to have whenever a coach is hired, that takes place on Monday.
Yeah.
You don't want to step on baseball and softball this weekend, track and everything else that's going on. To me, it would make sense just to make the announcement. And then you go, all right, we'll get together on Monday. That allows him to go back to North Texas. It allows, you know, him to be and finish up with his team, and rightfully so.
Hire a staff.
And I really respect the way this has played out from a Texas Tech standpoint. And also from the North Texas standpoint. That North Texas could have said, what are you doing here? You're with us, you're leaving us, you're not, we don't want you here. You know, obviously he hasn't accepted the job formally, but, I mean, this has been pretty obvious, as we said, for about a week or so now. And maybe to those in the internal workings of this, maybe even farther back than that. But that Texas Tech, rightfully so, after identifying McCasland as the guy that they wanted, didn't pressure him to quit, knowing full well that you're not in any sort of hurry at Texas Tech and any sort of time frame pressure.
Yeah.
To announce a coach.
It would have been really easy for me to say, listen, Grant, the NIT does not matter. I don't care what you do for North Texas.
Right.
It does not benefit your new job to go win the NIT. Just come now.
Right.
But, yeah, it's fine that he stayed.
It's just, it didn't matter. From the standpoint of this time frame, nothing's going on.
Right. You could have made an announcement and stayed, in my opinion, or at least hired an assistant or two to come start.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. Now, this is kind of getting into a little facilities war here. This is a stadium war that is beginning to heat up, Rob. Texter says, NRG is not even close to Jerry World. Like Rob, I went to the Texas Bowl and was not impressed with NRG. Signage to find your seat stunk, and agree with Rob on the ceiling. So apparently there's ceiling issues there.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look... Okay, so it's 20 years old now.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like SoFi or... the Viking Stadium or Jerry World. It looks like a 20-year-old. That's what they were doing 20 years ago.
Yeah, it looks like a stadium with a roof.
it's an actual roof. It doesn't look cool.
Yeah.
It's not a billion-dollar stadium like some of these new ones where it's kind of an open-air concept.
It was built to be functional.
So, and it is. It's not a bad stadium. It's just an older roofed stadium. It's not a dome.
Yeah.
It looks like a big high school gym.
All right, so line up. Jerry World versus NRG. Who you got today in our either-or battle on that front? Texter says, I never watched baseball in real time, but I remember seeing big unit Randy Johnson hit a bird and mid-flight Nolan Ryan getting the guy in a headlock and giving him a good old Texas handshake. There you go. That's the extent of that for that non-baseball guy. Nice. I got those two memories there. At least you can hold on to those two treasured memories of watching SportsCenter. 806-855-3712. Saw a Rangers game when Pudge was a relatively new player, says the texter. Saw Pudge after the game with his family trying to wrangle children at a restaurant. Well, hopefully they were theirs. It was Pudge because he was wearing an enormous gold chain with the gold catcher's mask the size of a saucer hanging off the chain. May have been a Chili's, but don't remember that detail. I can kind of believe that, though. You had all that restaurant row and everything around the old Arlington Stadium. I don't know why that reminds me of this. It's baseball stories, right? A friend of mine was covering the Rangers, 10, 15 years ago, whatever. Maybe even longer than that. Hella, what was the last time Palmeiro was playing with the Rangers?
A while back,
yeah. So it's been a few years.
Yeah.
And he said, this is when this is the reporter talking to how you're in the same room with people, you're covering people, but you're of two different worlds.
Yeah.
Because the kid comes up, one of the kids comes up, Dad, mom said she needs some money. And he reaches into his wallet, all right, here, give her this. And he pulls out a $500 right. or whatever, and okay, here. And he's just like.
Unhooks the money clip.
Yeah.
And rifles off a couple $100 bills.
Yeah, $500 bills. Yeah. And ask her if that's enough. I think that was the other line after that. Be sure and ask her if that's enough.
What is she making a purchase on?
Dinner? I don't know. Said reporter opens his own wallet. $5 bills. Little different world. Texter, I'm a huge Astros fan. That said, I couldn't stand their throwback uniforms. Got to give it to the Rangers. I thought if you were an Astros fan, you had to... You had to really be into the old Astros uniform. I thought they were cool. I liked them until every high school baseball team in Texas at some point, Rob, in the early mid-80s had that uniform. Monterey had that uniform in their baby blue and pink. Coronado in their scarlet and gold had it. Lubbock High in their black and gold. Estacado. Everybody had those Astros uniforms, and they only worked if you were the Astros. It had to be that color combination for that whole thing to be pulled off correctly. I still like the Astros orange hat, by the way, with the star. Texter, congrats on turning morning into afternoon. Impressive streak. The reason NRG is nice is because it was paid in half by the Texans and the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. They put a lot of money in the amenities for the club and all the money that follows the Western Heritage in the rodeo. Brings in almost $1 billion for 20 days. Also, club-level drinks at NRG are much cheaper than Jerry World. Again, we as media members will have to defer to some of the texters because we don't find ourselves on club levels many often. And when we do, we've gotten off the elevator at the wrong stop, and the people immediately, pardon me, sir, this is not your floor.
Do the windows open on the club level? Because they don't open on the press box level, and you couldn't hear any, you could...
Muffled in that sound.
Yeah.
Which, that boggles my mind, that you would have a stadium built 20 years ago and the press level windows don't open.
Right. And they don't have to, at the Jones, if you've never been in the press box, yeah. There's like a
strip up top.
Yeah, strip up top just to open the sound in.
Yeah, so you're not watching the game in your closet on a TV.
Right.
It's already quite enough on that level, except for Don Williams, who won't quit yakking. Outstanding alum. Huh. A Plainsman in Dallas. Three results this year. North Texas 63, UAB 52. North Texas 82, UAB 79. And then UAB 76, North Texas 69. Interesting total tonight, says a Plainsman in Dallas.
Yeah.
128.5. There's a 129 that is hanging around out there.
I think both these teams are locked in.
Yeah.
To what they do, I would take the under.
I did hear a discussion on this, oddly enough.
A discussion
actually on the total of this game last night, that because they were seeing the total as well, comparing that to the 112-114, you know, number with North Texas the other night, and one of them posited that perhaps they were baking into the fact that both these teams now have had multiple days shooting on these rims, shooting in this environment, and that they would come in much more comfortable, that, you know, that might be worth a couple of points either side of the ledger if you were looking on why it was going to be, from a North Texas standpoint, fully a 10 to 12 point adjustment to the upside on said total. I don't know. There's a little bit to the comfort factor, I think, of being right in, because it's not a big arena. It's a smallish arena, but you're still playing at the Orleans, you know? You're still playing at a hotel casino.
Yeah. I didn't have the opportunity to watch the it's not the Final Four. What is it? The Freaking Four?
Yeah, whatever something.
Because it's a Super Sweet 16. The Super 16.
Yeah.
The Great Eight. Could be the Final Four still, but
Fabulous Four.
The Fabulous Four. Whatever it is, I didn't get a chance to watch. I was calling a softball game, but is there a dark backdrop behind the goal?
There's some seating. There is some seating, so there's some people down there, but okay. I do think there is a bit of a backdrop hung back behind it.
So it's not like some cavernous, like the Madison Square Garden,
right,
if you're playing in a football stadium.
Right.
Because that generally throws people off.
Yeah.
Speaking of NRG, I'll be interested to see the setup for the Final Four.
Boy, that court looks small down there on that field, you know, every time they put it in one of these stadiums.
And it's like, you know, down on one end and the other end is just huge open spaces.
And I guess it's cool for the players, you know, but your most important games ever in your life, let's take you and make you play somewhere completely different from any environment you've ever played in.
I wonder how natural the floor feels. Do they pull up the turf and put that on concrete?
Yeah, they pull that out, and it's on a firm setting.
Because I remember, what was it? When they played at Jerry World, it was on a platform?
Right.
I mean, that has to have a little bit of give.
Give to it, yeah. I mean, it's all different.
Right.
I've just always thought it's kind of a ripoff to me that the three most important games of the season are played in an environment that none of these players have probably played at in their lives, for the most part.
Is that because this late in the NBA season, you can't just boot an NBA team out of their home arena? Or is it just ticket sales?
It's ticket sales.
They
do it because they can.
Yeah.
Because they can say the Final Four is being played in a football stadium. That's why they do it. But yeah, it's about the money.
Right, I should have known.
Yeah, imagine that. But it's for the kids. The money is for the kids. All right, we got to take the time out. 806-855-3712 to text in. Either or Thursday. Better Lonesome Dove character, either Gus or Call. Who you got and why? Better throwback uniforms, either Astros 70s, 80s or Rangers 70s, 80s. And then the craziest thing you've ever seen in a baseball game. What do you got for us today on that? 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Twenty-two. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking until 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. 122 on Talk 103.9 FM. ESPN 960 San Angelo. Hi there. Either or Thursday. Lonesome Dove, better character, either Gus or Call. Who you got and why? Better throwback unis, either old Astros or old Rangers unis. And it is Major League Baseball opening day. We're just underway the first two games of the day, both in the top of the first. So we can give you your first season updates. Top of the first, it is scoreless right now with two outs. The Braves at the Nationals. Giants at Yankees. They have gone to the bottom of the first. The Giants did not get anything across in the top half of the first inning. 806-855-3712. Give us the craziest things you've seen at a baseball game. Coolest things, fun things, interesting things. Let's talk baseball in the time we have with you. And, of course, Grant McCaslin, who apparently, according to some, may be the top candidate for Tech basketball.
Can I pull an e-break and talk about something real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm there.
Did you see the... Now, there's two features out. One's a video, one's a written article on Garrett McGuire.
No.
All right. So, Joe Hoyt...
Is this from... Who's this from?
So, Nebraska put out a video.
Okay.
And then Joe Hoyt put out a written article feature, which both are great. But the video of Garrett McGuire and Rule talking about him, the offensive staff talking about him, him interacting with the players... I am on the Garrett McGuire bandwagon.
Keep an eye on this young man.
That guy is going to be a head coach in high-level college football. And he's going to be one of those guys who, by 36, you know, is tapped. Yeah. He's 24 right now. So that's,
I know he was well thought of working with Rule up until the Rule firing.
And I'll be honest, Nebraska's back. I would pick Nebraska to finish in contention for the Big Ten championship this year.
Mm.
I thought they would take a step forward last year just with the talent they had.
Right.
I kept thinking that Frost was going to make a step. But I really do think Nebraska is going to be pretty good this year.
You know, and if a coach is worth two games, that's a jump. That's a jump in college football. If culture and coach is worth two games that you could have got a year before that you didn't get, that's a jump. Particularly in year one.
But the video is like 6 minutes long. It's a really good video.
And
it's well produced.
Yeah. They got some money up there. They got that Big Ten money, baby.
Yeah. I would love to see features like that on the Texas Tech coaches.
It's noted. Maybe they'll do one on this Grant McCaslin guy that we keep hearing
now,
about.
Now, who is this?
It's North Texas head coach. He's in the NIT right now.
What's the NIT?
It's the National Invitational Tournament.
So you have to get invited.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has to get invited. You can't just play your way in. It's not like the cheap NCAA tournament where, oh, yeah, you're an automatic qual. No, you have to be invited to this, much like luncheons around this place. 806-855-3712. Texter says it's Captain Call. And an interesting observation I've noticed, says the texter, about Tommy Lee Jones. I used to see Call in all of Tommy Lee Jones' other roles, but now when I go back and watch Lonesome Dove, I cannot not see Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. And, you know, when he made that, Tommy Lee Jones wasn't that old. He was in his late 40s when he made that movie. I can't remember the age difference between Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Duvall. I want to say it's like 14 or 15 years. I mean, reality,
right.
Not the characters in the movie. But he really wasn't that old. They had to make him look old when he makes it. But Tommy Lee Jones has become, and this is a compliment, much like many great actors, that as they get older, it's not that they're playing themselves, but that's who you see. You're seeing Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood became every role.
Yeah, get a typecast a little bit.
Clint Eastwood. You can't not see it.
He's also one of those actors like Clint Eastwood who looked the same age for 20 years.
Yeah, for a long, long stretch. So I understand it exactly though what the texter is saying, because there are a lot of actors like Alan Alda.
Yeah.
No matter, remember, did you ever get into The Blacklist?
Yes.
Okay, when it first came out, the first few seasons, really into it, and he played a character on that. But the whole time I'm seeing Alan Alda.
Right.
Almost Hawkeye Pierce.
Yeah.
And it's only been 40 years since he played that role, but Alan Alda's Alan Alda. Blacklist lost me at about season 3 or 4 when it just kept getting weirder and very
They had some forced turns. Yeah.
There were some real uncomfortable storylines and or plots that just had an ick factor to it that I was like, you've moved beyond where I am watching for entertainment.
I don't think I got that far.
Did you not get that far?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I might have watched the first season. Now that you say that, it's because it was what's the main guy's? I just think Robert California. What's his name?
Spader.
James Spader.
James Spader. By the way, I actually just also in describing Blacklist described Brockmire.
Yeah.
Really good the first season or two. Then it got weird and started to take some turns that I was uncomfortable with, and I had to remind myself I'm watching this for entertainment. Texter took our 12-year-old out last Friday of regular season game in 2011. Rangers beat Seattle to clinch a tie for the division. Rangers offered anyone to stay and watch Angels and A's on the Jumbotron. Angels won to give the Rangers the West Division title. Players and families had champagne celebration on the infield. Chuck Morgan announced championship shirts now available in Grand Slam gift shop. Called home, told the wife, we'll be home late. 2-hour wait for shirts. 12-year-old got his, went back to the World Series game. 3 great memories with a now 23-year-old Tech grad. I'm glad I got all that in. That's cool. But we still got time for you guys to jump on the text line. 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. Bottom of the hour break. It's quick. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Point 9. 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Happy opening day to you as we work till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Either or Thursday, better throwback uniforms, either the Astros 70s, 80s or the Rangers 70s, 80s. And then better Lonesome Dove character, either Gus or Call. Who you got and why on that? We're also getting your Major League Baseball opening day. Not memories necessarily of that, although if you want to talk about Tuffy Roads, you can. Craziest thing you have ever seen at a baseball game. Craziest thing, most interesting thing, coolest thing, cool, fun baseball stories. Anything like that would be more than acceptable as we celebrate opening day with you. 806-855-3712.
Including food items. I'm going to list a couple of the food items they're going to have, and can you tell me if you'd eat them or not?
Where is this going to be?
The Rangers.
Okay.
So we've got the Boomstick Burger, which you've already discussed.
Right, we've seen that. It's a monstrosity.
A yard-long burger patty, chili, cheese, jalapenos.
Good.
Not really. Pizza dogs. Spelled D-A-W-W-G-S, dogs. It's a hot dog with pizza sauce, cheese, and pepperonis on top.
You have my attention.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
A brisket croissant.
No.
No. It looks dry.
No.
It looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then a pretzel covered in hot Cheeto dust, because why not?
Because everything's got to be covered in hot Cheeto dust.
It also
right
looks
now.
Pretty disgusting.
A year that, and they're a year late on that. The
at
kids
least,
were on that 2 years ago.
Oh, it's past its prime.
The whole, all that flaming Cheeto hot type stuff.
Yeah.
The only one that I still like, the stinking Lay's potato chips, you know, that are the flaming hot variety of the Lay's, which good luck if you can find them. Right now, those are legit. That's really good stuff. Now, brisket croissant, not doing anything for me. 806-855-3712 for you guys to text in. And we're also, I don't know if you guys are hearing this, but there's like rumors and stuff going around that Tech's going to hire Grant McCasland, the coach at North Texas. I don't know if you guys have heard anything about this. Hopefully, your alert local media, wherever that may be, will keep people abreast of this developing story. Do we already have a home run with the Yankees today?
Yeah. Aaron Judge, is it the first home run of the season?
It is high, it is deep, it is far. A Judgian blast. All rise. So he hit 72 this year?
Well, he's on pace for 162.
Oh, he's unstoppable. Whatever they paid him, it wasn't enough. Texter says, my father-in-law was the spitting image of Augustus McCray, including his mannerisms. So I'll vote for Gus. Lost him in December 19, but got almost 30 years of Gus, and it was wonderful. That is cool. That's really neat. And I'm sorry about the loss of your father-in-law, but that if you're going to favor somebody, that's a pretty good one to favor. Let's see. Did we read that? Can we read that on the air? I don't know. Why are Cowboy fans so excited about going to a stadium in the city of Bits? NRG has multiple ways to park, easy access, and it's not the burbs. Oh, and let's not forget, Jerry World runs in the wrong direction. It's Jerry World versus NRG.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that Jerry World is better than NRG. It looks nicer inside, but it's not as functional. Yeah. And I do hate the... Put some dadgum curtains up, Jerry.
It's not hard.
It doesn't look good on TV.
It's not hard. Put advertising on it. Then it'll look good on TV.
Yep.
We're playing... We're going to flex two Thursday night games for your team, but we can't hang up curtains. Okay. Texter, I always look forward to when Dad had coaching school in Houston. He dropped me and my brother off at the Astrodome. Two West Texas kiddos left unsupervised in the 80s, and it was magical. You'd probably be turned into CPS for that now. We had the time of our lives. That old scoreboard in the outfield, awesome. It was even better when Necro Nolan was pitching those old Astros jerseys. Mind-blowing to see the old dome sitting next to NRG. Yeah, I mean, that was my thought the first time I saw NRG was just... how all of a sudden small the Astrodome looked. Another text we're talking. We're getting your baseball, favorite baseball memories, cool things that have happened at baseball games, crazy things that you have seen happen at a baseball game, anything like that today in honor of opening day. 806-855-3712. And then also either or questions. Lonesome Dove, better character, either Gus or Call. I think it's a slight edge to Gus so far today. We'll see. And then throwback uniforms, which one's better, either Astros 70s, 80s, or Rangers 70s, 80s? If we are not encroaching on a subject that you would like us to encroach upon, by all means, just text us, let us know. We can seriously talk about Tech basketball if you want to. I feel like we've had the same conversation now for two, three weeks on that. Texter, 2010 ALCS Game 6. Went with my grandfather and uncle, both since passed, and my dad. The entire stadium chanting, I'm not going to say what they said, something instead of A-Rod, as A-Rod struck out for the final out. Then waves of euphoria rushed over as 40,000 people united in victory. Really wanted to be there for that series. That one kind of stung. I was trying to figure out, all right, could we wrangle like a media pass, you know? Because I mean, it was sold out in minutes.
Right.
Anybody who got tickets, congratulations. But just couldn't finagle away. Couldn't make it work. Texter says, was living in Germany in the early 90s. Was coming home for a month of vacation. Randomly picked a Rangers game to take some friends to. It was July 28, 1994. Kenny Rogers pitched a perfect game, which was the first in Rangers history. I was in Red River, New Mexico when that occurred. Obviously, this is kind of pre-internet, pre-cell phone, anything else. So when you were in the mountains, you were in the mountains. And I might not come into town, although that week I did come into town every day because I was doing this little thing called the Williams and Hyatt Show, live from Fry's Old Town. 5:30 to 7 Central Time. Some guy named Don Williams was on it. He just recently he's getting a major award. If you've not been following Twitter, congrats, Don. Wonder if they'll have a luncheon for him. And so I come back into town the next day, and I can't remember where we were, but one of the TVs was on, and they're showing the highlights, and you're kind of like, oh wow, looks like Ranger. Looks like Rogers had a pretty good game. They're showing all these highlights and everything. Of course, the sound's not on where I am, and it takes me a while to figure out, hey, he pitched a perfect game, which, of course, I did not get to see, watch, or hear, but did catch some fish, so it all evened out. But, well, yeah, that's where I was when I found out that Kenny Rogers had pulled that feat off and So I went down to their market, and I bought me a USA Today so I could have that ready to go for the show. But yeah, didn't get to hear that, see that, watch that, anything like that. In fact, I didn't get to watch either Nolan Ryan no-hitter on TV. Heard the radio call.
Right.
But wasn't in a position to see, even watch on TV. All these people with all these just, yeah, I was in Germany, I just came home, thought I'd go to a game. Yeah, I get to see a perfect game. Me, I can't even catch games on TV, it seems like, that are historic. 806-855-3712 for you guys to join us today as we're talking in-depth baseball, fun baseball stories.
Where are you going to watch the DeGrom no-hitter today?
I don't know. Is it on TV?
Allegedly, somewhere.
It will be televised, and we can actually get it on one of the services that we have that allegedly gets Major League Baseball games.
Yeah, I might have to go out in public somewhere to catch it.
Yeah. Keep me posted.
Okay.
305 first pitch on that. It was a story yesterday. I don't want to get into it, but I do want to reference it because we might come back to it either tomorrow or next week. That they're whining again to Congress about NIL. And this time, this is where the people who want the Tommy Tuberville's of the world, the anti-NIL, this is where they're stepping in now, good for the good of the athlete who will now be exploited.
Every time I see his name on something, I want to throw whatever I'm reading it on into the dumpster.
Yeah. Now it's the, we got to do this to protect the athlete from being exploited. They're going to be used. They're going to get money for what they're doing, and they're going to get used under, man, the old system was so much better when they didn't get anything and the school got everything. These kids are going to be exploited. We're the ones who are supposed to exploit the kids, not these people giving them money.
I don't understand that.
Congress has no standing, in my personal opinion, constitutionally. This, to me, does not fall under interstate commerce. It should not fall under interstate commerce.
Is that
activity.
Because they play road games?
I don't know
in
what
other states?
I don't know what they're justifying it on. But here's how dumb these Congress people are, congressmen and women. They only, for the most part, take up things that they think will make them popular with voters. Again, they have totally misread the room because most people now are getting that NIL is really good for athletes and for most teams.
They don't understand what NIL is.
Get that.
And the fact that Tommy Tuberville is even in a position to be involved baffles me. And now I am not a politics guy, but this seems to me on par with, let's say, the Supreme Court hearings or the Senate hearings on Balco.
Yeah, very similar.
Just have the Major League Baseball Committee make those rulings. Why are we doing this
at the congressional level?
Like, just stay out of it.
Yeah.
Like, why are we wasting time trying to do this federally when most states have already
have
legislation?
It. They've done what they wanted to do.
And the NCAA is not doing anything because they're scared. Just make a rule, NCAA. Just make a rule, enforce it, and be on your merry way. You do not need legislation to do this.
Even they don't have to make a rule now because the state's done it. There it is.
Well, but you could for all the people crying about it, you could have some guidelines and just put them out there and then let the universities do it statewide.
Mm-hmm. Just do what you're going to do. If you don't like it, don't go to school in that state. If you don't like it, change the rules in your state. If you think your old alma mater is getting screwed on NIL because Texas does this and Georgia does that, then go to your legislature and say change it. It's that easy.
By the way, I would not be surprised to see Texas Tech move toward the model that I feel like they want to with the Matador Club. And in the next
model?
In the next 5 years, have every sport represented by the Matador Club and then these other agencies doing individual deals.
Are you saying
for
that
anybody
you think
campus?
It's going to trend the way what A&M has done, where they have taken it inside their fundraising arm officially?
No, I think
there'll still be separation.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think the Matador Club will eventually have all of the sports on some kind of salary. And then there will be individual deals on top of that, which I think is the right way to do it.
Just a base salary that everybody gets, and then whatever else you can get beyond that, great.
Every athlete will have...
Everybody gets 25.
Yep.
And then however much you can get after that in the open marketplace, good for you.
And then all these, you know, the Level 13s, the Dark Horse collaborations, all these local agencies...
Yeah.
Well, they're not collectives.
True.
Well, I guess they are.
Technically, they are a collective in the state of Texas.
But they are individual brokers.
Right.
Where you say, all right, this guy has potential. We'll buy your NIL rights and go from there.
Just got to get all the mafia dons in one room. Get everybody.
Get all the families at the table.
Get all the families at the table. We get this ironed out. We'll find a nice warehouse we can do this. I'm going to want some Stromboli.
But I think that eliminates some of the tension, too.
Agreed.
Because then you're just dealing with individual players. You're not dealing with whole teams, and there's no Fardaw's AMAC situation.
Agreed. All right, final segment of the day coming up. We'll get back to your text messages, 806-855-3712. Give us some of your craziest, coolest, most enjoyable baseball stories, things you have seen at a baseball game. What would that be? Also, Lonesome Dove, better character, either Gus or Call, better throwback, either Astros or Rangers. We're not talking about it. You know what to do. Text in 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. So if you're listening on ESPN 960 in San Angelo, download that app for KKM.com and get it quick. 806-855-3712. Lonesome Dove, better character, either Gus or Call. Better throwback, either Astros or Rangers. Craziest thing you've seen in a baseball game. Whatever's on your mind, we got it for you. 806-855-3712. Texter, Astros jerseys were unique. The 70s, 80s Rangers used that powder blue that a lot of Major League Baseball teams wore during the time. Fact, but the Rangers looked good. And it was one of their colors. It was a natural color. It wasn't a deviant color like the St. Louis Cardinals going to the, you know, bluish uniforms and that type of thing. That said, it's the white throwback uniform of the Rangers of the 70s, early 80s that I find spectacular. The piping, the Rangers across the front, how it looked, and just an amazing, clean-looking red, white, and blue uniform, which is really kind of interesting because in the history of Major League Baseball, you would have thought there would have been more red, white, and blue uniforms. The Dodgers were the closest with Brooklyn with the red numeral that they maintained when they went to L.A., but you didn't see a lot of teams at all, hardly ever, in the red, white, and blue. The Phillies had the red, white, and blue in the early part of their existence. They went away from that in the 70s, you know, into the 90s, I guess they came back.
They brought the powder blue back.
Brought that back, you know, with the pinstriping and that type look. You just didn't see a lot of red, white, and blue type teams.
The Expos.
Yeah, they weren't even American.
Right.
Les Expos. Le Grand Orange.
The Twins now, but it's kind of a navy.
Yeah, more navy. And that is a truer kind of look. They went into that powder blue era as well with almost a purplish navy. It was so dark in the 70s and stuff that it really didn't even look navy.
What are your favorite color combos for sports? Is it red, white, and blue up there?
It's probably number one for me.
Red and black.
Red and black works great.
Black and yellow.
Always good.
I like blue and gold.
The stark contrast colors seem to work well.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, the basic tenets of design.
Well, although now you still see, hell, I see uniforms now. I can't even see the uniform
number. Yeah, they're so bad.
They're just tricked out.
The Lubbock High softball uniforms, they looked great. They're black and gold, but they were black uniforms, black numbers, black lettering, gold outline.
Couldn't see it.
So it's just, yeah. Just, I mean, they look good, but they weren't. It was like, that's number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing
that defeats the point of the uniform. Remember why we're wearing the uniform.
Right. And the number's just on the back, so anybody in the outfield, you're just like, I think that's just the same person that's been there the whole time.
Texter, Captain Call versus Gus. Who would you rather have a beer with? It's Augustus McRae by a big margin in my book. I don't know. Captain Call might be fun for a minute. Man, what do you know about fun? That's my department.
You might get some more serious, like war stories kind of talk there.
Texter, shout out to Trey Wolf, kicked a 58-yard field goal for the Scouts. They asked, can you kick it from 60? Nailed it. Somebody sign him.
Yeah, and I saw Jonathan Garibay at Pro Day, which I don't think he was announced, but saw him in some of the footage.
Yeah. Texter, couldn't disagree more about NIL. Now, having said that, I'm not against it in total. However, Texas Tech's most recent basketball season was proof of a poor return on investment, but why would future players agree to less?
Nothing we said they agreed to less.
Yeah. And I don't think NIL really had much to do with Tech's poor season. Now, I think one player in particular milked and gamed the system, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
Again, can we clear up something? The Matador Club is an initial payment.
Right.
That's not the only payment that you can have. And especially in a basketball program, it's so easy to get individual deals for six dudes.
Yeah. But again, people don't understand what NIL is. They still truly think that, hey, Tech's paying these guys. You know? You can't explain it if you can't explain it to them. We got baseball. Rangers coming up in what, 2 hours? 3:05 first pitch against those Phillies. Rob Brochow is coming up next. I'll be with you tonight at 6:30. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. We'll be going live there. Follow the website, theraiderland.com. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Friday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.